Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Hi, Jessen. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, Laura. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. I am a Louisiana girl, born and raised small town, which is probably where I get my love of small town romances from. Mm. And honestly, reading has been such a huge part of my life since I was in junior high. It's honestly like my favorite hobby, the only hobby I ever really had. So yeah, I've just been immersed in this reading community since I was young, and it's just gotten bigger with all the things that I do in Romancelandia now.
Mm-hmm. And so tell us a few of the things that you do for Romancelandia. You got the pens, you got the podcast, you got BookTube.
I do. I have a lot of things going on right now. So I started the podcast Smart Women Read Romance with my aunt, Juliet Cross, who is an indie romance author. And mm-hmm. she was part of the reason why I started reading romance. She saw that I was interested in reading just in general in school, and she started recommending books to me. And we just developed this really close relationship where we would buddy read the same books. And then during family gatherings, we would talk about them, dissect them. And I just fell head over heels in love with romance. Mm-hmm. So I'm not a huge blogger. And I kind of think really, really fast, and I just don't have the patience to blog. And my mom was always like, I don't understand why you're not blogging. And I'm like, it just doesn't sound like it's for me. So when I started getting into just listening to podcasts, I'm a huge fan of the podcast Binge Mode because they kind of nerd out on a lot of things. They did a whole season on Game of Thrones, like the books and Harry Potter and all that kind of things. And I was like, oh my gosh, I could do this for romance books. Mm-hmm. And so I asked my Aunt Juliet Cross, I'm like, would you be a co-host on this podcast? And she was like, this sounds amazing. So we just kind of like jumped right into podcasting. And then this year I decided I wanted to get into the BookTube community, and I started my own YouTube channel, and it has been so amazing. I've met so many new people already, and I've only been on YouTube for a couple months now, and it's honestly been the funnest time ever. I love getting book recommendations, and the BookTube community is just amazing for that.
I love it. Yeah, I got into reading. Well, I was always a reader. And then 2016, I had another podcast, and one of the guests told me about BookTube, and I was like, oh, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. And so I discovered BookTube in 2016, and my reading exploded. I went from reading like 50 books a year to 200 something a year.
Wow. Like, what a leap.
It was like from 0 to 100. And so I had to be honest, I love BookTube because I got so many recommendations. That's how I ended up discovering romance. Like, it was new adult, you know, binge, you know, episodes about new adult book recommendations. And I was like, this is interesting. And I was like, oh, if you like, and Amazon was like, if you like this author, you like this author. And so I find it is such an amazing community as a watcher. I was like, it's someone who watches it. Mm-hmm. Like, you get so many recommendations, and you're like, I find it like really helpful for me. Instagram is helpful, but I felt Instagram was too hyped up. And so it helps me kind of like muddle in and discover new authors or discover new titles or new hidden gems.
So. Exactly. They have a ton of hidden gems on everyone's BookTube channel. I've discovered so many new authors just this past year getting into BookTube. It's been amazing.
That's awesome. So let's chat romance recommendations, which I'm excited.
Yes, I'm so excited for some recommendations.
So what is your favorite romance trope?
Oh my goodness. Honestly, I'm less picky about which romance trope that I like, but I will name a couple of my like recent favorites because mm-hmm. I do tend to like flip-flop on which genre, subgenre I gravitate towards in romance. And I used to be huge into enemies to lovers, and I still love it, but I have been really loving friends to lovers and forbidden romance. I just really, really, really enjoy it. And some books that I really love with friends to lovers trope is Tied by Carrion Cole. Carrion Cole is an indie author, and I just really enjoy her writing. She has gotten so amazing over the years. You can really see how she's developed. And of course, Lingus by Mariana Zapata, which has a really interesting premise with a porn star hero. I absolutely loved it. And it is a slow burn for friends to lovers romance. And it was my favorite. I just loved it. It was so different, you know? Another one that I really loved, and I don't really see too many people talking about this author, is Samantha Christie. She wrote Catching Caden. And I really, really enjoyed this one because this baseball player accidentally hits a home run and it hits a fan in the stands. And they end up by becoming friends and then developing a relationship. So that all, it gives me like the warm and fuzzies, friends to lovers, because I feel like they're really developing this like core romance. It's deeper somehow because they're getting to know each other without the pressure of all of the sexual tension like coming up right the bat. It just, I love the slow burn. I really, really, really do. But forbidden romance is a whole nother ball game. And another one by Samantha Christie, it's kind of a wild one. I know that forbidden romance is not for every single one, but White Lilies, I just can't resist this type of like angst, and it is amazing. It's very, I've never read a romance like White Lilies. The heroine decides to become a surrogate, and she decides to become the surrogate for this woman who has had a previous bout with cancer. And so they wouldn't let her collect her eggs. So this woman, actually the surrogate, had to give up her egg. So it technically would be her baby. And sadly, the woman's cancer comes back. And so it is a wild ride. And I absolutely love it because she falls in love with the husband. And it's crazy, but it's so good. It's so good. And then, oh my goodness, Torn by Carrion Cole, another indie author. I really try to look for some hidden gems in the indie romance community because I know that, you know, they need some more help for promotion. And Torn by Carrion Cole is another forbidden romance. It's an age gap. And oh my goodness, it just like really gets me. And I love it. And I know it's not for everyone, but man, if you're willing to try it, Carrion Cole has some really awesome stories.
I love this. I am like downloading. I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna download. This is awesome. So which authors are your autobuy?
Oh my goodness. I think authors for autobuy, the authors that I don't have to think about, and they can just be like, I'm writing a book. And I don't even need to hear it. I don't need to see the cover or the synopsis or anything. Definitely Kennedy Ryan. I honestly think that she is an unparalleled writer in romance. Her Grip trilogy is one of my favorites of all time. It's just amazing. And the things that she writes about are so important as well. Talia Hibbert is phenomenal. She's so, so good. And her Brown Sister series, I think, is one of my favorites of all time as well. I really enjoy the way that she writes happy plus size heroines. And I, as a person who's like read a lot of romances with plus size heroines, they always struggle with their weight. It's a part of their conflict. And I'm like, I get it. It's reality. But I also want to see some really happy fat heroines, like somebody who's succeeding in life. And oh, Talia Hibbert just like hits the spot with the Brown sisters. Chloe Brown and Dani Brown are awesome. Cannot wait to read Eve Brown. Oh my goodness. And then Alona Andrews, of course, for my urban fantasy, and Nalini Singh for paranormal. I mean, the Side Changeling series is still going on strong after 19 books. And I think that is insane and amazing.
That's amazing. Yeah, I started the Side Changeling series because it's been mentioned quite a few times. And I have way too many books in my TBR. Like, I'm like, I started a bunch of books and I'm like, this is a pandemic reading. It's like star, star, star. And then trying
yes.
to.
Yes. And it's quite intimidating. 19 books for a backlist. I mean, yeah. That's a lot.
It is a lot, but it's a, but I heard like once you get into them, like you can't stop reading them.
No. Oh my goodness. It's just like so addictive to be in this world.
Yeah. So maybe I'll pick it up for paranormal.
I do love paranormal.
So, speaking of paranormal, what has been a book that you read this past year that you love?
Do you know, this is really funny because my romance journey really started in the more paranormal and fantasy realms of romance. And I had not read the Night Huntress series by Janine Frost, which is crazy because it was coming out during the time when I was reading exclusively paranormal. And for some reason, it never got on my radar. And that's what's so amazing about the podcast and being on BookTube. I get recommendations from listeners and they're like, you need to read the Night Huntress series. And I read it and I was like, oh my goodness, Cat and Bones are amazing. I love it. It's a vampire romance and a vampire hunter romance. So kind of enemies to lovers. Oh, it's so, so good. And I'm kicking myself for not reading it earlier. Oh, I love it.
I am excited. I have my friend Francesca has a podcast about they're doing a read-along.
Oh, the Hangover podcast. I love it.
And so she's like, they're doing a read-along. And I'm like, I own the books. Yes.
Perfect time to read them.
You know, like, I just need to just, like, read paranormal. I think for me, to be honest, paranormal intimidates me. Like, because I started reading contemporary and then I jump into historical, and paranormal was like the last one that I haven't dived into it.
Right.
Like I just am intimidated about the world building. Although I used to read a lot of fantasy, so I know this there's like some overlap there, but I think it's like the long series, like series that are really long.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll see. Awesome. So what has been a book that you read this past year you can't stop gushing about?
Oh my goodness. So One Hot Italian Summer by Carina Halley. I think it came at such a wonderful time because since we can't really travel too many places too far from home nowadays, being able to travel to this small town in Italy and in the Tuscany region, and it was so atmospheric. I felt like I was in Italy and the romance was so hot. It was just absolutely phenomenal. It's exactly what I needed. I actually started it as soon as I finished it. Like I restarted it because I was just like, I love it. I want to go to Italy. This is amazing.
Yes. I love that book so much. I love like it was just like traveling to Italy and I was like, I just took a vacation.
Yes. Oh my God. It really did feel like you took a vacation after reading that book. It was awesome.
Yes. So this is awesome. So tell us where we can find you online.
Well, you can find me on all social media with at SW Read Rom. I'm on the podcast Smart Women Read Romance, and you can find me on YouTube under Jessen Reads Romance.
Thank you, Jessen, for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Laura, for having me. I had so much fun.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Once you connect with fellow romance readers and make new friends, get weekly book recommendations, attend monthly meetups, then join our Patreon community. You can join at whatreadnextblog.com/Patreon. Romance lovers, check out Queen Bee Reads Etsy shop for cute and comfortable bookish apparel. The shop also features social justice apparel and fun items from some of your favorite TV shows like The Schitt's Creek and The Office. Use code WHATTORead10 to save. Visit whatreadnextblog.com/QueenBeeReads. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Discover new podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.